The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a game played in Newark, New Jersey at The Rock, the Prudential Center. Final score in this game was 3-1. The New Jersey Devils have defeated the San Jose Sharks. Tonight's attendance, 16,514 fans, and they certainly have to be happy with the fact that their team is undefeated since the season opener on the road, which means they've won all the games at home here at Prudential Center. This game didn't start out very well for New Jersey Devils fans, as the Sharks have come out each and every game on this road trip with a little bit of moxie, and they did the same thing. They were outshot 8-7 by New Jersey, but they got a power play chance very early in the game when Devils captain Nico Hischier took a two-minute tripping call at 1 minute and 11 seconds. The Sharks' big guys got on the ice, and once again, it would be William Eklund finishing off a Macklin-Celebrini pass to make it 1-0 Sharks. On the near boards, Orloff holds it in, left point, sends it rink wide over to Celebrini, walks to the circle, shoots, save made, rebound, Smith an opportunity, and a stick stop there by Allen, cleared back out by New Jersey, and Jack Hughes was going for it, trying to split the defense to get a shorthanded chance, but he couldn't get control, but he back-checked all the way back, now the Sharks shoot, and they score! Wow! Jack Hughes, in the opportune moment, trying to get back on the back-check, but the Sharks fire it home, as they took it away from Hughes on the back-checking play. William Eklund fired it home. Hughes was trying to back-check after that play, and Macklin Celebrini got in the way, and then it just went into the back of the net on Jake Allen. That was a power play goal by Eklund, assisted by Macklin Celebrini. So Celebrini now 6 points in the back-to-back situation over the course of the last 2 days, and it is the ninth consecutive goal, Alex Stalock, that the Sharks have scored that has involved a teenager in either the goal scoring or the assist.
It's truly incredible. It says a lot about who this group is relying on at the early point of the season, and those two young guys mainly are the ones that are finding themselves on the score sheet and, you know, driving the offense of this club early on. And it's rewarding to see that, you know, the work they put in their whole lives, they get up to the NHL and they're ready to go, and they don't need any time to feel it out. They're making an impact on a nightly basis against good hockey clubs and against good players that they're getting matched up. They're not playing against third and fourth lines. They're playing against top line guys, and it's incredible. It's consistency, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
With the score 1-0 in favor of San Jose, the Devils would put some pressure on Yaroslav Askarov, who needed to have a strong effort, and he got it tonight. Askarov made this save with the score 1-0. 1-0 Sharks, 10:22 remaining in the period, about a minute to go on the power play for New Jersey as the Devils toss it around far side, sent back to the slot, taken by Hamilton to Bratt, down low in the corner, centering attempt, and oh, what a save by Askarov off Hischier on the right side, and Mario Ferraro going right over and puts his arm around Yaroslav Askarov after saving that one, because that should have been in. That was some save, and it certainly was a great move by Hischier to fire it toward what looked like an open net, but the athleticism of Askarov on that play saved the day.
It did look wide open from here, and Hischier was frustrated after that. It was a little bit of a broken play, you know, from Askarov's right to his left. The pass was meant to go to the slot, but it trickled through his skate and ended up on the tape of Hischier back door, and strong right-to-left push showed his explosiveness and his athleticism to make that save, and that got him feeling good for the rest of the night.
Then, with the score 1-0 still, the Sharks thought they would make it 2-0, but it got called back. Right now, Desharnais eludes the check of Cotter. Sharks moving right to left with a 1-0 lead. They're across the line. Here comes Kurashev, bobbling the puck a little bit as he's checked by Shimon Nemitz, but it's loose in the corner, work free. Gaudette's got it, sends back to the point, and score! Dickinson sends it to the net. It deflects home, but it looks like they're going to call it back with a stick above the shoulder. We will see. They will review this, I'm sure. But one referee in the corner said, high stick. Let's wait and see if it counts.
Well, after a lengthy review, here's what came out. after coach's challenge.
Whoops, that's the wrong one. Sorry. It was a non-goal for high stick. But then there was another goal that was disallowed, and this was Jeff Skinner.
Little break here for Wenberg. Moving in, a little angle shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Right out in front of the net, Jeff Skinner. Looks like he's going to poke it in. Wenberg came in by himself, made a little dig. The save was made by Allen, but he left the rebound down there between the pads as he dropped out of the ice. The stick poked in, and the San Jose Sharks have a 2-1 lead at 1:57 of the second. What a turn of events.
What a turn of events indeed, but unfortunately for the Sharks, it would get called back on a coach's challenge for offside. You have to have control of the puck if you have it on your stick. They allow you to bring it into the zone that way, but unfortunately for Wenberg, he really didn't have control, and so here was the referee's call.
After coach's challenge for offside, it's determined the play was offside, therefore we have no goal.
By that time, the score was 1-1 because Dougie Hamilton for the Devils had already put the puck into the net, his first of two power play goals on the night.
Devils with the puck, throw it around. Here's a play, Brett down low. Hischier, angle shot, save made, loose in front, great defensive play, but the Devils get it, and Hamilton scores. The Sharks collapse right to the edge of the crease, and the two defensemen blocked that first chance, but they poked it right back to Dougie Hamilton. And with all kinds of chaos in front of the net, Hamilton is an expert at getting that puck through, and he did brilliantly to tie the game at one.
That was in the opening minute of the second period, 40 seconds in, because of a penalty on Dmitry Orlov in the final minute of the first for tripping. Hamilton getting his second from Mercer and Hischier, and so it was all even at one. Then you heard what happened with the disallowed goal involving Jeff Skinner because of the offside play for Alex Wenberg. It was 1-1 at that point, but the Devils would keep getting power play chances. Way too many man advantage opportunities, including a 5-on-3 for an extended period midway through. But here at the 9:08 mark before that happened, it would be Dougie Hamilton again getting what proved to be the game winner on the power play.
27 seconds on the Sharks penalty to Skinner. Here are the Devils circumnavigating the zone. That's Hughes who's doing that. He'll exchange with Hamilton. He's in the left corner. Jack Hughes cuts behind the Sharks' net. Dangerous play into the slot. They score! Hamilton gets it again from Jack Hughes. That was all the superstar center for the New Jersey Devils on that power play. And that is a difficult one to give up right now because Skinner, who had a goal disallowed against him, takes the penalty. And now he has that skate back to the bench with a frown on his face. After Dougie Hamilton's second goal of the game on the power play and third of the season, this one assisted by Jack Hughes, makes it 2-1 New Jersey.
That was a tough one, of course. Skinner argued about the penalty in the beginning to see if whether this should have been called or not, but it turned out to be a Dougie Hamilton power play goal. Jack Hughes, the major driver of that goal, got the primary assist, and Nico Hischier his second assist of the night. And so it's 2-1 New Jersey at the end of the second period. Because the Sharks got in so much penalty trouble, Alex, they had no shots on goal in the period. Second time this season and only the fifth time in Sharks history that that has ever happened. New Jersey ended up outshooting the Sharks 13-0, and they took a lot of wind out of the Sharks' sails because of it.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to create many goals by getting zero shots in a period, and it all stems from the penalty trouble, and that's all it took. And you know, you get guys that are playing minimal minutes, and you got some guys that are playing more minutes than anticipated. It just screws everything up as far as line combos, and you know that leads to, you know, a lopsided period like we saw in the second period tonight.
Also, Mario Ferraro got hit really hard and somewhat dirtily by Timo Meier in the second period, and he was shaken up for much of the rest of the game. In fact, they changed the D pairs around a little bit to take some pressure off of him, and they put him out in specialty team situations, but that spelled more ice time for Sam Dickinson and probably Vincent Iorio as well.
Absolutely, and it was a little bit of a dirty play that Meier was frustrated that you know, Mario was on his stick and gave him a shove. He was only a foot or two away from the boards. Ended up going hard into his shoulder. It looked like he was favoring. And, you know, good on Mario. He stood with it the whole night. And you're not going to – it's tough when you get down to 5D. He kept his cool, stayed on the bench, took a shift or two off, and then came back and just competed his butt off like he does every other night.
Even though the Devils were in front 2-1 on all these power play chances, the Sharks did kill off a 5-on-3 power play by New Jersey for an extended period, a little bit more than halfway through the second. That could have been a turnaround, and so could this, as Yaroslav Askarov, under the gun, kept the score 2-1.
Devils have a real chance here. They feed to the slot. There's a block by Colin Graff. It's muscled at by the Sharks. Delandria couldn't clear it. Now Hughes is dancing in the offensive zone. A Hamilton, who shoots, save made. Another point-blank save. Another fantastic save. Three consecutive saves by Yaroslav Askarov right out in front of the net. The most dangerous one was by Heischer on the far side of the ice.
And it might have been the most dangerous. Looks like that maybe Delandria got a piece of that by doing the stack, but Askarov, brilliant in that scenario, keeping the score 2-1 and giving the Sharks a chance to come back. San Jose would get the opportunity late in the third period, actually really midway through, at 7:41 when Timo Meier took a slashing call. They also had an earlier power play in the third, but the Devils penalty killers, who have been excellent all season long, killed off another one, and so it was still 2-1 at that point. But it came down to the final minutes, and again, the New Jersey Devils just ate up some of that time by holding on to possession of the puck, which is a big story as to why they've been successful this year. It finally came down to the final seconds, and into the empty net the puck went with Askarov pulled for the extra attacker. Connor Brown gets his fourth of the year. Dougie Hamilton, his third point of the night with the assist, his first of the season. That was with 47 seconds left, so the official time 19:13, and it was a 3-1 Devils win. Shots on goal in the third were 10-9 in favor of San Jose, but totals for the game, 30 for the Devils and 17 for the Sharks, primarily because of the fact that San Jose did not have a shot on goal at all in the second period of action. Silver lining in the dark cloud, Askarov solid. Also, Macklin Celebrini, one-on-one battling with a much bigger and stronger Timo Meier, showed maybe he's as strong as he is because he won the majority of those battles, and that's a competitor.
Yeah, you start with Askarov, and, you know, he wanted to settle in and feel good about his game, and tonight was a great opportunity in a back-to-back against a fast team, and it started early, and he gave his team a good feeling on the bench by making those big saves early, especially on that first penalty kill, and for him to get feeling good is huge for this team, for both goalies, and had to get a win last night. Askarov to get a great start, a quality start tonight, it's only going to give that goalie tandem some confidence. And then you talk about Celebrini, it's a nightly effort by him, and it's, if he's not scoring, it's his compete level, playing on the right side of the defensive zone, and then obviously, I mean, when he gets into the offensive zone, it's incredible the magic he can create. And you know, those two guys, they're going to be the future of this team, and that's what they're hoping for, and to see their performance tonight says a lot.
The Sharks' record drops back to 1-5-2 as they head to Minnesota for the final game of this road trip, while the Devils are a perfect 4-0 at home here at the Prudential Center. New Jersey now with 7 straight wins are 7-1 on the season. They have 14 points, while the Sharks still have 4. Final score once again, the New Jersey Devils 3, the San Jose Sharks 1. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.